It is so good to be here tonight, and it is actually it's good to be back in the United States of America. We've been back now for just over 2 months, and the Lord provided a buyer for our house in Zimbabwe, and this one? And we were actually scheduled to leave Zimbabwe on the 8th of August, but we missed our flight, and this is why we missed our flight. Now, when people get older, and the kids are gone, right, and there are no grandkids around, what do? You get a dog, right, exactly. So if you're not an animal lover, what we're about to share probably won't mean that much to you. But if you are an animal lover, then you will walk through our emotions in this story. So it's about our little Jack Russell. And her name is Kadiki. In the Shona language, Kadiki means little or small. So she's a little one. Right. Now.
We had to have a special crate made for Kadiki for flying. And everything was in order. And so we took her to the cargo place. And there was a gentleman standing at the cargo. And he was smiling. And he thought she was a real cute little dog. We thought she was cute, too. And so we had to do all the paperwork on her, and we completed everything, and then we had to walk her around to the cargo area. They come out, they inspect the cage thoroughly, make sure that it's locked nicely. She walked inside the cage, they locked it, and as they were carrying her off, she stood up in the cage, and she looked back at us like, "Why are you leaving me like this?"
Then we drove around the airport area, and we booked in our luggage, and we went back to the departure lounge, and we saw the South African Airlines flight come in, and so we knew that we would be loading soon. So we went to our gate, and suddenly there was a commotion on the runway. And that gentleman that saw us at cargo turned to me and says, "Look, there's a dog running on the runway, and it's your dog, sir." So I looked out the window, and here she was running on the runway at the airport. Now, we obviously decided that we were going to do something about it.
She was actually running towards a British Airways plane that was coming in. And a group of men formed an oval to try to chase her back to the airport area. Well, when we saw this, I just started yelling, "That's my dog! That's my dog!" And I started running for the nearest door to get out there so I could get her. And the security lady stops me and says, No. "You're not allowed to go out that door. That's a high security risk area. You may not go out there." Well, for some reason, the door opened. And I took the opportunity, and I went through that door yelling, "That's my dog." And I had Lester, and I had the security lady trailing behind me.
Now, the security woman, she saw our stress, and so she just joined in with us, and someone says, "The dog went run this way, through this building." So we went through the building and asking people if they saw the dog. And they said, "Yes, and it's a construction area." And it was dirty and dust. And actually, being a high security area, we just praise God we didn't get shot. Anyway, so we searched and searched and for about
much.
Well, I searched for about half an hour with the security lady helping us as well. And she says, hey, we need to go back because actually you're holding up the airplane, you know, after about half an hour. So we went back, and the person at the desk says, are you going to fly? And I said, no, I am not going without my dog, and I'm not going without my wife.
I think it was in that order.
So they took her luggage off of the airplane, and I went back through immigration and got stamped back into the country.
In the meanwhile, I'm out behind the airport. I'm getting down on my hands and knees, looking in these big drums that she could have hidden herself in, these pipes. There was doors she could have crawled under. There was bricks she could have gotten in. And I kept saying, have you seen a dog? And some said, yes, I saw her. She went that way. Others said, no. And so finally, I went out the back gate after looking everywhere I could. I was in the hangars where they were doing maintenances on the planes. I was calling her. And it was kind of like everybody left me alone because there was some mad woman out there and looking for her dog. And believe me, I was praying. I was praying. I was praying that God heard me, and I was praying so loud that anybody that got too close to me, they also heard me praying. And after 2.5 hours, I still could not find my dog. And I was losing hope. But I was still crying out to God when a vehicle drove up from cargo and they said, we've seen a dog. We think it's your dog. Jump in the vehicle with us and we'll go. Well, about 2 miles away from the airport. They saw this little dog running. She was so far I could hardly see her, and there was a bush area in front of her. And then suddenly I saw her, and I said, yes, I think that's her. So they said, well, we got to stop now because she'll run from us. So I got out of the car, and I ran, and I ran, and I called her. And then suddenly she stopped, and she turned around, and those little Jack Russell legs went as fast as they could go. And she came under a locked fence that was there, and she just jumped into my arms. And that's when you don't stop a dog from kissing you. You just let it happen.
So cargo, eventually, they took us back to the pastor's home where we were staying and said, look, we'll pick you up in the morning, and we're going to find out how she got out of her cage. So it was only that evening, though, I said, Peggy, you didn't get stamped back into the country, did you? Because you went out through the back gate. So Peggy, you're an illegal immigrant in Zimbabwe, you know?
Anyhow, we're going to make a long story short. We went back to the airport the next day. They discovered the cage was fine. It was actually an error on their part, and they repaid the airlines, the cargo company repaid the airlines for our tickets. And now we had to sort out immigration. As we went back to go to the area that we needed to go, the woman first was going to stop Lester because he now was going in a way that says no entrance, and he went that way, and he said, just follow me. And as we got there, he was going to stop her. Then she saw me holding the dog, and she was the very same security lady that said, you're not allowed to go out there. It's a restricted area. And she just jumped up, came to me, gave me a big hug, and said, oh, you found your dog. And I said, but I got a problem. I'm in the country illegally right now. I need my passport stamped. She said, don't you worry about it. I'm a witness as to what happened. I'll take care of it. And she did. So the Lord was good to us. But, you know, we asked why. Why did it have to happen, Lord? And there are several reasons, but I want to share one with you. When I went back to cargo that next day, a man came to the cargo, and he said to me, I heard you. I said, what do you mean you heard me? He said, I heard you. I am the man that was sitting in the truck with you, and you were praying out loud. I heard you. I heard you asking God to bring your dog back. I heard you thanking him for bringing your dog back. He said, and we all thought your dog was lost forever. He said, and I just want to tell you that I know that God answers prayers. And I said, sir, let me tell you about Jesus. And here I am about to leave Zimbabwe, and God opens up this beautiful door for me again to be able to share the gospel. And you know, when Jesus wants somebody to hear the word, he'll go to any length so that they can hear the gospel. Even if I had to go through that trauma and that anxiety, let me tell you, it was worth it to be able to share Jesus with that man. Praise the Lord.
One of our favorite Shona choruses by special request. Are you going to sing in Shona? Yeah, okay. So we'll sing the interpretation first, and then we'll sing in the Shona language.
When I remember what the Lord has done, I'll never turn back anymore. When I remember what the Lord has done, I'll never turn back anymore. No, 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 I'll never turn back anymore. No, 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 I'll never turn back anymore. Kanadika funga shaka itwanai she, handi jaja jokera shere she. Kanadika funga shaka itwanai she, handi jaja jokera shere she. Kwete, 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 handi jaja jokera shere she. Kwete, 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 handi jaja jokera shere she. I need them.
It's the thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for Grace Chapel. As was already expressed, missions program started way back in Derry Street. And this Grace Chapel has been supporting us for the whole time that we have been over in Zimbabwe, 48 years. Been so faithful, so faithful. And also, Pastor Luke and Sister Edna, they came over when we started a new ministry, and they dedicated the Most High Hotel, which was a blessing to missionaries all over Africa for the 22 years that we ran that ministry. So we want to say thank you to Grace Chapel for this. And also, what an honor it is for us to be able to minister in this conference. And it really is. Thank you, Pastor Mel. God bless you. And the leadership of this church and the missions committee and all the rest of it.